Today's Shir Masechta Brachos Daf Mem. And we will begin on Daf Mem Amud Aleph at the first words on top of the Amud. The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph teaches us that by all Birchas HaMitzvahs, there may not be a hefsek, any interruption between the Bracha and the actual Mitzvah. The Gemara there discusses putting on tefillin, that the halacha is that if you put on tefillin shel yad, you make a bracha, and you need not make a bracha for the tefillin shel rosh. However, says the Gemara, that if you spoke between the putting on the tefillin shel yad and the putting on the tefillin shel rosh, then you need to make a new bracha according to everybody on the tefillin shel rosh. So we see that speaking between the bracha and the mitzvah is considered a hefsek. So now the question is, if somebody made a bracha on bread, and then he spoke between the making of the bracha and the actual eating the bread. So it says, Amar Rav, tel baroich, the person who is leading the bracha of Hamotzi tells the assembled guest, everybody should go and eat, wash your hands and get ready for the bracha. Ein tzarich levarach. There is no need to make a bracha because that is not considered a hefsek. The halacha is that even in a situation that we're going to be discussing now in the shir, that it's not a hefsek, of course, l'chatchila, the halacha is that one should not make a hefsek. What the Gemara is talking about, as the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim, Sim Kufsai Mechzayin, Divrei Mask V'Yoichol, and the Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kufsai Mechzayin, Sivov, teaches us that L'chatchilo, you shouldn't speak, but if you did speak these kind of things that we're going to learn in the Gemara, the following statements, it's not considered a hefsek. So again, if he said, take a piece of the bread on which I made the bracha, that's not considered a hefsek. And even though he hasn't yet eaten the bread, he doesn't have to say the bracha again. However, havei melech, havei liftin, if he said, bring salt, bring relish, that is not considered necessary to the meal, and therefore tzarech levarach, he needs to make another bracha. Rav Yochanan disagrees, and his opinion is afil havei melech havei liftin. He says, bring salt, bring relish. That's also considered tzairich hasuda, and therefore you have to have salt on your bread, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. Tosfos points out, Tosfos the Rimaskel, havei melech tzairich levarech, that it's only referring to the bread in their time that was needed to have salt. And however, the bread bezman hazeh doesn't need salt. So one halacha is, it's not absolutely necessary to put salt on bread. But the more relevant halacha is, why would we, if bezman hazeh, we say havei melech, is it considered a hefsek or not? So Tosfos quotes a medrash. The Medrash says, "Kishol Yoshim al Shulchan." When people from Klal Yisrael are sitting at a table, umamtinen zeh zeh, and they wait for each other. If there's a group that are eating together, one person is making hamotzi for the whole group, and people are sitting at the table waiting until everybody has washed their hands. And during this interval, vehein b'loy mitzvahs, they're left without a mitzvahs. Hasotin mekatrigalim. The sotin says bad about Klal Yisrael. Vers melech, but the fact the salt on the table meganalim. And therefore, even though our bread doesn't need salt, you can eat bread without salt, but we still need to have the salt for the protection that we just discussed in our Gemara. And therefore, even in our world, as we just learned in the Gemara, it would not be a hefsek. Sheshes Omer, Afilu gvila turi, even if he says, bring the food for the animals, nami ein tzarech levarach, it's also not considered a hesek. Why not? Because the Amar of Yehuda Merav, asal adam shiyoichel kaim shita machal behemtoi. One may not eat before he gives food to the animal. The Torah says, first I'll give food to the animal for hadar, and only afterwards for chalta v'savata. Therefore, we have to be careful to, we can't eat. And because we can't eat, telling whoever to feed the animal is not considered a hefset. Of course, the Mefarshim ask, the pasuk there says, v'nosati esav b'satchel mamtecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the animal food. We're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here in our Gemara, we're talking about people. So explains the Sefer Shleima Mishmasai. What the pasuk means to say is that Hashem is saying that I will give the animals food. And since I will give the animal food, you won't have to give them food. And you will be able to eat. But we see from here that the animals must eat first. And the reason we have to give the animals first is because two reasons. One is tzar bal chayim, and the other reason is because a person can take care of himself. Particularly a domesticated animal does not have the ability to take care of themselves, and therefore we have to make sure that they have food before we do. So here we learned the halacha of what is considered a hefsek and what is not considered a hefsek. And the Gemara says that Gvila Ture is also not a hefsek. The Paiskim discuss number of cases which may or may not be an interruption. The Emek HaBrocha says that if one realizes after he recited a bracha on food that the necessary Truma Meiser wasn't separated from the food, he should take off the Truma Meiser and it's not considered a hefsek. Because just like you can't eat before you fed your animals, you certainly can't eat from the food before Truma Meiser was removed. Similarly, the Ritzba says that if somebody started eating food, started eating bread on Motzei Shabbos, and then he realized that he didn't say Havdalah, and we learned in our Masechta that you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah, says the Ritzba, that it is considered a hefset, because the Isser of eating before you feed your animal is an Isser Daraisa. So in order to avoid an Isser Daraisa, that's when it's considered not a hefsek. But if in order to avoid an Isser Drabanon, is different. Shlomo Zalman discusses a situation where somebody made a bracha on food, and then he realized that he made a neder that he's not allowed to eat that food. He says, perhaps going to Rav to be matan neder would not be considered a hefsek. Similarly, says the Chaya Adam, we know, we discussed earlier in our Masechta, that in the middle of davening Shemana Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik. But let's say somebody in the middle of the Shemana Esrei has a question in the halacha, and he doesn't know what to do, going to look up the halacha in the sefer would not be considered a hefsek because he's obligated to do it. Here we're learning that what is considered a hefsek and what is not considered a hefsek. That what is the amount of time of a hefsek? So the Paiskim say, the Rajba says, that from the Bi'al Locha says, that from our Gemara we see that even a minimal amount is still considered a hefsek. Because the Gemara says, Tel Bruch or Gvil Ature is already a hefsek. But there are those that disagree. Because the question is, why does the Gemara speak about Gvilaturi twice, Tilburuch twice. It could be what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that only when you said four words, Gvilaturi, Tilburuch, then it would be considered a hefsek. Otherwise, it would not be a hefsek. The Paiskim also say, we said earlier that in the bread that Tosfos said already, that in the bread that we don't necessarily have to dip it into salt. We quoted the Medrash that Tosfos quoted. However, I saw in the Shalos Tshuvos, Hesiris Tshuva, that he says that that's the bread that we eat all year round. Because the bread that we eat all year round, they put salt into that bread. But matzah, where we know that there are no ingredients besides flour and water that are put into the matzah. And here we're learning that you have to have salt in your bread. So the Shalos Tshuva, Hesiris Tshuva, says that you have to be careful to put the matzah into salt. It really depends on Menhagim, but he says you could put matzah into salt, which opens up an interesting question. What happens if you have no salt available? Could you use sugar instead of salt? The Shalos Tshuva is Torah Lishma, Simen Tuf Kuf. He says, he quotes the Hilchos Ketanis, that if you don't have salt, you could use sugar. He goes into an explanation that salt and sugar share the same chemical makeup. Of course, he says, you can never use sugar instead of salt to salt an animal, that you have to take out the blood, but he says it does work that much that it takes out, that it takes, you could be yotze, that we have to have bread, salt on the table, you could do it with sugar as well. And therefore, as we said, you have to have salt on the table. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mekubalim that say you should dip the bread into salt three times. From here we also learn that in all situations we shouldn't be mafsik. So that means a lot of people, when they have a full cup of a beverage that they're going to drink, they pour out some of it before they make a bracha and drink from it. That should be done before you first spill out that extra beverage and extra liquid and then make the bracha. If you're going to crack a nut in order to eat it, first crack the nut, get the food out, and then afterwards make the bracha. If somebody made kiddush and before he actually took a drink of the wine, the grape juice, he spoke, it's considered a hefsek, so he has to repeat the kiddush, but he doesn't have to repeat the entire kiddush, he just has to make the Bari Pri HaGofen again. One of the places where we don't do this is by Leishiv B'Sukkah. When it comes to Sukkahs and we eat a meal in the Sukkah, we have to make a Leishiv B'Sukkah. The minig is that first we make Hamotzi, then we make the Leishiv B'Sukkah, and then we eat. This Gemara is the basis of a psak in the Shalos Tshuvos HaRashba, which the Rashba paskins, that if you're in a shul, a very common question, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and the Gabbai wants to announce or make a clap on the bima before Shmon Esrei, that everybody should remember to say Yal V'Yavai. So says the Rashba, that since our Gemara teaches us that anything that's done, L'Tzorich, is not considered a hefsek. So certainly, as we've learned so many times in our Gemara, we're not allowed to be mafsik, especially between Gol Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. But maybe here, where it's Letzorich, we're allowed to do so. There are poskim that disagree with that opinion. The Taz says that only eating may not be done before the animal eats. But Tima Ba'alma, just taking a taste of the food is mutter. Although we have a similar Gemara to our Gemara in Masech the Gittin, and there the Gemara says, also litoim klum at sheyitein lebehemtoi, the Taz says, tim is mutter. Even though we're saying that you may not eat before you give the animal to eat, and I saw a pshat, why not, says the Yad Ephraim, because sometimes a person doesn't have the schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him food. And the only reason he gets food is because his animals, who don't need the same level of schusim as we humans, are zoiche to the food. And therefore, we don't know if we're getting the food in our own schus, or maybe we're getting the food in the schus of the animal. And therefore, we should make sure that the animal eats first. But even though we're learning that when it comes to eating, we have to eat only after the animal eats, say the Paiskim, that's regarding eating. When it comes to drinking, a person is allowed to drink before the animal. And the Raya is from the story of Rivka and Eliezer, where Rivka gave Eliezer to drink, and then only afterwards did he give the animals to drink. Another example that I saw Rabbi Zilberstein suggest of what's not considered a hefsek, he suggests that if a chosen standing under the chuppah, and we know that there's a bari priya gofen made at the beginning of the sheva brachas, which is being made on behalf of the chosen, so he's not allowed to be mafsik. He's not allowed to be mafsik between the sheva brachas. But let's say he tells somebody that that let's make sure to give this individual a kibud, so that's not considered a hefsik because it's l'tzayrich. And as we're learning in our sugya, anything that's considered litzayrich is not considered a hefsek. He also discusses a situation where, as we started the shir, somebody is making a bracha, hamoitzi, on behalf of the entire group of people, and somebody else hasn't finished washing his hands before he made the hamoitzi. So he washes his hands and he makes it until Yadayim. So is the question is that considered a hefsek? Because he made the Netilas Yadayim after the Birchas Hamoitzi. So he takes the opinion that that's not considered a hefsek. Everything here is a Tzarech Suda, and everything that's here, the Tzarech Suda, is not considered a hefsek. Then he has another very interesting discussion. He discusses a situation where somebody has his animals out of town. And since this individual has his animals out of town, and we're learning here that one may not eat until his animals get to eat, so the question is, am I obligated to travel to my animal to give it to eat in order that I should be able to eat? So he says that he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal, that if the animal is so far away that this person doesn't consider himself in a situation that the animal is his responsibility, this thing that we learned in our Gemara doesn't apply. But he does point out, what about if somebody has a aquarium with fish? So he says, there's no difference if we're talking about an animal or we're talking about fish. And just like when we speak about the animal, our Gemara has been very clear that we're obligated to give the animal teeth before we do, so too would be the halacha by fish. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava Bashmul Mashum Rabchia. Ena B'tzai Rishai Liftza, the person who's cutting the bread, we discussed in our previous year, there are mitzvahs, there are halachas about B'tzias Apas. So it says, you may not cut the bread, Ad Shavir Melech Liftim Lefnei Kolecha V'Echad, until salt or relish is brought to every one of the people sitting at the table. And says the Gemara, Rava Bar Shmuel Iklal Bei Reish Galusa. Rava Bar Shmuel once came to the home of Reish Galusa, Afikalo Rifta, and they brought out bread before Rava Bar Shmuel, or Batzla Hedya, and he broke it immediately. Amalei, so they said to him, Hadamah Mishmatze, have you retracted what you said that you shouldn't make a bracha until salt or relish is brought to the table? Amaluhu, less than tzarech breishish. This bread is high quality bread, and it doesn't require the salt, as we discussed earlier. And since it doesn't require the salt, I can make the bracha without salt at the table. But as we said, lechatchila one should not do so. V'amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chiya, Eimei Raglayim Kolim Ela B'Yeshiva. If somebody is urinating and he wants to make sure that he has completely emptied himself out, the way he can make sure with that is by sitting. That's how you can know that you will have completely emptied out your bladder. Amar Rav Kahana, but if you're standing ba'ofet techuach, if he's urinating into soft earth, then you could also be sure, I feel about me, that even if you're standing, you completely empty yourself out. And let's say you don't have a place to sit, or you don't have a place that has loose earth, stand on an elevated place, and urinate into an inclined surface. Why is it so important for the Gemara to make sure that somebody completely empties himself out? Because the halacha is that if there's going to be drops of urine left on his clothing, people will say that a person who's nebuch a kros shivcha, a person who's unable to have children, typically has the drops of urine left on his clothing. And they'll say that his children probably are mamzerim. Otherwise, how could he have had children if he's a kros shivcha? So in order to avoid such a rumor, the way to avoid it is by making sure that you don't have any drops of urine left on your clothing. After you eat anything, eat salt. And whenever you drink something, drink water afterwards. And then you'll be set. It's a way to stay healthy. After you eat anything, eat salt. And after you drink, drink water. And you need not worry about being sick. Tanya Idach, same lesson. Och kamachel, if you ate something, v'loyocha melech, but you didn't eat salt afterwards, shosokos mashkin, you drank, v'loy shosomayim, you didn't drink water, v'yoyim, during the day, yidak men reich apeh, you need to be worried about bad breath if you did this, and belaylo, yidak mnei askra, at night you have to worry about dying of askara. Tana Rabbanan, Hamakfka Achilosa B'mayim, somebody who floods his food with water. That means he eats so much, he drinks so much water that the food that's in his stomach is flooded in the water. Anybody Dechemayim can be comfortable that he won't get intestinal disease. The Kama, what does that mean? Amar Rav Chisda, how much water should you drink? Kita and lepas, a flask of water for every loaf of bread. Amar Mary, Amar Rav Yochanan, harogel badashim achas l'shloishim yoyim. Somebody who's careful to eat lentils once every 30 days, meneya askra mitoch beisoy. For Rashi explains, askra comes from constipation, and by eating adashim lentils, you prevent constipation. And by preventing constipation, you'll prevent this disease. Och avokoyo emeloi. It says the Gemara, don't eat lentils every day. My tama, mishum de koshal reich apeh, it could cause bad breath. V'amar amari, amar Rabbi Yochanan, harogel b'chardol achas l'shloishi yoyim. One is careful to eat mustard once every 30 days. Meneya chaloi metoch beisoi. That's the way he can prevent illness from his home. but don't eat mustard every day. My tamishim the kosher choshu the liba. The heart can't take that every day. Amrav Chibar Ashi, Amrav, harogu bedogim ketanim. If somebody eats small fish, ain't a boil de chayil imayim. That will prevent him from getting intestinal disease. V'loyoid, el shedogim ketanim mafim amarbim. It causes the person to be more fertile. Or mavim kol gufa shel adam, and it makes the entire body healthy. Omer Rav Chama Rav China, harogu b'ketzach. If somebody usually eats ketzach, ketzach is fennel, anybody that gave leif, it could prevent them having heart problem. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ketzach echad meshishim samonim sava. Ketzach is one of the 60 poisons that could cause a person serious danger. Vayoshin lemizrach, garn adam abarashin. If you sleep with the ketzach being on the east and the ketzach is on the west, and the odor of the ketzach reaches you, you're putting yourself into danger. So how can we say the ketzach is so healthy? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Habarechoy, the odor of the ketzach is dangerous. Habatamoy, the taste of the ketzach is not dangerous. Ima de Rabbi Yirmiyah, afile rifta, the mother of Yirmiyah, when she would bake bread for him, she would put ketzach on the bread. Madgale, she would put ketzach on the bread. And then mekafile, but she would scrape it off. What was her purpose? On one hand, she wanted him to absorb the ketzach into his system. But on the other hand, she did not want him to get the odor of the ketzach, which, as we learned now, is dangerous. So we learned in the Mishnah, what is the bracha on vegetables? The Tanna Kamma said, the Rabbanan said, that we make a bari pri hadama, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we make a bari mina d'shamim. Omer Rabbi Zayi v'tem Rabbi Chiyana v'papa, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And of course, the Pnei Yeshua asks, why does the Gemara have to go out of its way to tell us that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda? Don't we have a rule that Yochid the Rabbim halacha k'Rabbim, and Rabbi Yehuda is a Yochid versus the Rabbanon? So of course we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara. So answer the Pnei Yeshua, because the Gemara right now is going to bring a reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda's position. So I would think that his reasoning is so strong that maybe we should paskin like him. Teaches us the Gemara that even though he has a good reason, we don't paskin that way. Because it says, Amar Abzeir v'taymer avchiner b'papa, my tam Rabbi Yehuda, because Amar Krah, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem, yoyim yoyim. The question in learning that Pasuk is, v'chibi yoyim avarch ma'isoy, do we only bench Hashem, do we only bless Hashem by day? Or b'layla, eim avarch ma'isoy, we don't bless him at night, Eloloi Meloch, kol yoyim v'loyim, ten loyim e'im b'choysov. Every day, give him from the particular bracha. So hachinami, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, what is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Behind Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the reasoning is because he says there are different types of vegetables. There are vegetables where you eat the actual vegetable, and there are vegetables that you eat the leaf. And since these are two different types of vegetables, he said for every vegetable, we should make an appropriate bracha. And here too, we seem to see that for every day has its own unique attributes, and we should make a separate bracha for every day. Hachanami, kol min v'min, ten l'mein b'chaysof. So I saw what is the basis of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Everybody agrees we should be particular, specific, when we make a bracha. The machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbanan, saying a bari pri adama is already enough of a degree of specificity. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we could be even more specific, as we said a moment ago, by differentiating between different vegetables, and therefore we should go for even more specificity. Vam Rav Zayir v'tem Rav Chinner bar Papa. Hashem is not like a human being. Midas bas v'dam, kli reik and machzik. If you have an empty vessel, you could fill it up. Mole, but if it's full, ain't a machzik. You cannot fill it up. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Mole, only a full vessel, a person who's already full of ruchnius, machzik, could absorb more ruchnius. Reikon, but a person who's empty of ruchnius is not able to absorb ruchnius. That's the difference, says the Mashal, between ruchnius and gashmius. And the Ben Yoyada takes it a step further, that even if we look inside a person has organs in his body that have room to absorb, and they have organs in the body that don't have room for absorption. But when it comes to ruchnius, those rules don't apply. Of course, asked the Parashas Mordechai, we're saying now that you have to have ruchnius to have more ruchnius. But how do you get the first jolt of ruchnius? So he says, if a person shows that he's interested in ruchnius, and a person begins to learn, even though it's not yet, he isn't yet filled up with ruchnius, it's still enough. And what's the basis for this? Says the Gemara Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Vim Shemoya Tishma. Im Shemoya, if you already have begun to listen, Tishma, you will be able to listen further. Mimla, but if you never began, Lo Tishma. Another lesson from this Pasuk says the Gemara, Davacha, Im Shemoya Biyoshin, if you review what you've already learned, then you will have the ability, Tishma B'chadosh, you will have the ability to learn new things. Vim Yifna Levavcha, but if you don't spend time reviewing what you've already learned, then like Tishma, you won't be able to grow in your learning. Says the Dvir Shmuel. We know the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos regarding the pit in which Yosef was thrown. Says the Dvir Shmuel. If you don't have mayim, ein mayim el toira, if you don't have mayim, then you're going to have nechosh v'krabim. There's no two ways. There's either gashmius, there's either ruchnius, mayim, toira, or there's nothing. The Rugas Aboisim says, that's what we say in Yom Kippur in the vidui. Harei ani lefanecha. The person says vidui to Hashem, and he says, Harei ani lefanecha, kechli mole busha chlima. I haven't been able to fill myself up with ruchnius, and if I don't fill myself up with ruchnius, I'm a kli mole bisha v'chlima. Says the Mishnah Berurah Peiros Ha'olam, Bari Pri Adama, if somebody made on a fruit, a Bari Pri Adama, yotza. However, a Peiros Ha'aretz, if on a vegetable, he made a Bari Pri Eitz, he's lo yotza. V'akulam, on all foods, the halacha is, imam ha'shakel ni b'dvaroi, yotza. But of course, the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Dalid Sifkotan Chavav tells us that one shouldn't take this halacha that you could always be yotza as a shahakal as lechatchila. Only in a b'di'evit situation can you rely on that. But if not, you shouldn't. That's not what one should do. He should either learn the bracha, or should take other foods. The Mishnah Berurah gives this advice often, that if you don't know what bracha to make on the food, then you should take other foods, that the various foods that you have a shaila, which bracha you have to make. You have a shaila if the bracha is bari pri adama, bari pri eitz. So take a food that certainly is adama, take a food which is certainly an eitz, make the proper bracha on those foods, and then eat from this food instead of relying on a shahakal. I saw that the Chassidish Sfarim explained, Akulam Ama Shakal Nia B'dvaroi. If a person recognizes Shahakal Nia B'dvaroi, that everything that happens in the world happened B'dvaroi, because Hashem said it should happen, then Yotza, then you've lived the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So we saw in our Gemara, so it begins the Gemara with a question. Man tana de iki ilon arahu. Who says that the source of the fruit of the tree comes from the ground? Says the Gemara, Amar Nachba Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, we know that a person, the first fruits of the Shivas Haminim have to be brought as Bikurim. And with the bringing of the Bikurim, you have to say the Parsha of Vidi Maisa. So says the Gemara, Yavah Shamayin, if the water that irrigated this field dried up, the Nixas Se'ilon, or the tree which gave the fruit, was cut down. Rashi says that it's referring to a situation that after you took off the Bikurim, but before you could deliver them to Yerushalayim, this is what happened. The halacha is you can no longer say Mevi Ve'ena Kairi. You can't say anymore the Parsha Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda says you can, because even though the tree isn't there, and even though the river isn't there, that's not what gives the nourishment. What gives the nourishment is the Oretz, and the Oretz is still there, so you could see. You could say it. So we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that as long as the Oretz is there, that's what counts for the nourishment of the fruit. The Rash has a different approach to this Gemara. The Rash approach to this Gemara is that they dried up or cut off before you took off the Bikurim. But if they were taken off, if you gave the Bikurim, you have nothing to worry about. Alperis, if they were after you took the Bikurim, then you could say the Parashat Mikra Bikurim. Alperis Aretz, we learned on the fruit of the ground, if you make a Haetz on Hadoma, La Yaitza. In fact, ask the Gemara Peshitta, obviously, it's not from a tree. Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak, L'Nitzchak El Yehud Zal Mechita Min Ilanhu. Our Gemara is going according to opinion that the Chitin was a type of a tree. The Tanya, the Gemara discusses, the Brisa discusses, what was the tree from which Adam HaRishon ate? Ilan Sh'achol Mena Adam HaRishon, Remei Omer Gefen Haya, it was grape. She'en Lecha Dovah Shemevel Yilol Al Olam. There's nothing that brings problems, El Yayin. Shenem V'yesh Min Yayin. As the Torah says, Noach drank from the wine, V'yishka, and he got drunk. And we know afterwards there were problems. Rav Nechayam Ateinah Haysa. It was a fig tree. Shebedovich Neskalkaba, what was used, what they did the Aveira with, Nesakna. That was used to help them. And the Pasuk says, they realized that they weren't wearing any clothing. And the Torah says, they put fig leaves to cover themselves. A child doesn't have the intelligence to recognize who is his father, who is his mother, until he eats grain. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that chita is a type of a tree, and therefore we would think that on grain you could also make a bar priates. Kamash Malon, that's why the Gemara has to teach us. Hechem avachina bari priates. When do we make a bari priates? Hechem the shakle lepri, when you take off the fruit, isel gavse, the branches that produce the fruit are still there, v'hadamafik, and those branches will give new fruit again. Avl hechem the kishakle lepri, if you take off the fruit, lesel gaziza, the branches no longer exist, as is the case by vegetables. That's Rashi's approach. Rashi's approach is that it depends on the branches. There are other Rishonim, however, that say it doesn't depend on the branches, it depends on the tree, on the main trunk of the tree, if it remains or not. I saw the Gemara brought a number of opinions. What was the fruit that what was the food that Adam HaRishon ate? Says the Sefer Per Yisrael, that's why every one of these foods is used for mitzvah. There's a man that says Geffen, so we know that you have to make a Bari Priya Geffen for Yayin HaNesa, for Nesachim, for many mitzvahs. Some say it was an Esrog, so it's used for the Dalaminim. Some say that it was Tainim, and Tainim are used to be brought for Bikurim. Bread is also used for the Menachas. Flour is used for the Menachas. So the way you could correct any of these, this Avera, is by taking what was used for, an Avera and use it for a mitzvah. And I saw that the Arugas Abaisim says that this Gemara is the basis for a very well-known minig. Many places there's a minig that women do not drink from the Havdalah wine. Why don't I drink from the Havdalah wine? Because we know, as we're learning now, that wine might have been the fruit was the chait of the Eitz Hadas, which was caused by a woman, Havdalah, and therefore and we know that the Aveira of Chetz Adas was right before Shabbos. Wine of Kiddush, women, we know, drink, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, women are mechuyev in Kiddush, so to show that they need to stay away from wine, which caused them to do the first Aveira, they don't drink Havdalah wine. We learned in the Mishnah, Vakulan on all foods, Mama Shahakal. Itmar, Rav Hun Amar, this halacha applies, Chutz mena pas mena yayin. Bread and wine are so significant that they have their own bracha, and therefore you can't be yoytz with a shahakal. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu pas v'yayin. Even on bread and wine, you can make a shahakal. Name it tonight. So the Gemara wants to suggest that this is a machlokes tanoim, because the Braisa says raw pas. If somebody saw bread v'amar, kama no pasa. How beautiful is this bread? Baruch hamakom shaboroi. Yotza, he's fulfilled making a bracha. Raw tain, if somebody saw a date. Vamakam no tain azu. Baruch hamakom shabora, yotza. Divrei, Rameyer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol mashanim and mebeis shatova chachom brachas. Anybody who deviates from the nusach chazal made in the brachas, lo yotza yidei chavosai. Says the Gemara, name of Rav Huna Domek Rabbi Yossi. So it seems Rav Huna, who said that shahakal is not good for bread and wine, is like Rabbi Yossi, who says you have to use the exact nusach. Rabbi Yochanan Domek Rameya. So Tosfos asked the obvious question. Even Rav Huna only said it by bread and wine, and Rabbi Yossi said it by all foods. So Tosfos wants to say that Rabbi Yossi said it there because it's not the right nusach. But it could be Rabbi Yossi would be Maida by Shahakal, which is the Nusuf of a Bracha. Ask the Pnei Yeshua if that's what Rabbi Yossi means. So then how do we say that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rav Huna? So he says that by all foods, it was only L'chatchila that Chazal said you should make a Eitz Hadama. But as we learned in the Mishnah, by all foods, if instead of saying the right bracha, you said shahakal, the halacha is that you yoytza. However, by bread and wine, Chazal never gave you that option. So by bread and wine, it's the same as what Rabbi Yossi said, that you were mashana from the nusach. And therefore, since you were mashana on the nusach, then you shouldn't, you're not yoytza. Amalek Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, these two machlokes do not necessarily travel together. Another Amri Afila Rameya, I could concur with Rameya. At kan l'rkom Rameya Hossam, elo hecha d'kom mitkish mei de pas. You mention bread. Aval hecha d'kom mitkish mei de pas. You just say shahakal. Maybe Rameya will be moida that you can't be yoytza. Rav Yochan Amalek, another Amri Afila Rav Yossi. My opinion could be consistent with Rabbi Yossi. At kan l'kom Rabbi Yossi Hossam, I'm shun d'kom bracha d'olay t'kinu rabbanan. You said a nusach a bracha that has no place. Aval omashakal nebedvoroi, which is a bracha that t'kinu rabbanan, maybe Rabbi Yossi is moida. Says the Gemara, Binyamin Rai Karach Rifta. He ate bread, and as we discussed, their bread was very soft, so it was something they would use it like a wrap. And he said, V'am a baruch mori da haipita. That was the nusach he said. Amar Rav, yotza. Ask the Gemara, V'am a Rav, ka bracha she'en by eskars Hashem, ain't a bracha. So where's the Shem here? Says the Gemara, you're right. He said, V'am a baruch rachmona mori da haipita. Asked the Gemara, this was for Birchas Hamazon. And we know that Birchas Hamazon has to have Shalosh Brachas. My Yotzah to come Rav. Nami says the Gemara, when the Gemara said Yotzah, it meant Yotzi de Bracha Rishoina. You Yotzah the first Bracha of the three Brachas of Birchas Hamazon. However, say the Paiskim, do you have to say it twice? We know that when we start benching, we start Baruch Atah Hashem, and then we say again, at the end of the Bracha, another time Baruch. So the Paiskim say that that is not Mi'akav B'dievid, and even if you said it just once, it's okay. But you have to say three Brachas. Mat the Chiddush. So I asked them, if that's the case, my Kamashmon, that Afgav the Amr B'Loshon Chol, is the Chiddush that you don't have to say it in Loshon Kodesh? In fact, ask the Gemara Tanina, we've learned this already, because we learned in the Mishnah, Ve'el in the Marim B'Kol Loshon, the following statements can be said in any language, Parsha Soita, Vidi Meiser, Krishva, Tfilo, Birch Samozin. Answers the Gemara, Yitzchak. Sakadat Chamina, Hani Mili the Amr B'Loshon Chol, Kehechadar Kin Rabbana B'Loshon Kodesh. When does a work of you use Loshon Koil? If it's an exact translation of Loshon Kodesh. Aval loy omra b'loshon choil, kechad the kinner abon b'loshon kodesh. If it's not an exact translation, aim aloy, maybe you're not yoitza, kamash malon, but the evid, you yoitza. But we see from here that let's say somebody is in a place where he can't say the real nusach abrocha, but the evid, he could say this instead. Gufa, omarav, ka brocha shem by askar Hashem. Any bracha that doesn't have in it the Askaras Hashem ain't a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol bracha she'ein bo malchus." Besides the Askaras Hashem, you also have to say malchus. Without that, it's ain't a bracha. And as the Mefarshim explain, it's not that Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to say kinu Hashem. You don't have to say the Hashem. He says, of course, he says you have to say Hashem. But Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that not just is the Shem Hashem adequate, says the Ra'ah, you also have to say Malchus. Omer Rabbaya, Kavasei the Rab Mestabra. Rav's opinion is more understandable. The Tanya, the Pasuk says regarding Vidi Maisa, Levati Mitzvechsecha, Veloy Shachachti. Levati Mevlechcha, I have not forgotten to give you a Bracha, Veloy Shachachti, Melahaska Shimcha Lov. So we see that all you need is Haska Shimcha. Ila Malchus, like Tani Malchus is not required. Rabbi Yochanan, so how does Rabbi Yochanan defend himself? What he says, Tani, we have to amend the Braisa. Tani, lo yishachachti malahaske shimcha u malchuscha. So the question, of course, is, we say Shemone Esrei every day. And every bracha in the Shemone Esrei doesn't end with a melech. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avram, and all the other brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Chayle Am Yisrael. Where's the Malchus, which according to Rabbi Yochanan is so essential to the Bracha? So the Mefarshim explain, when we begin the Shemone Esrei and we say Magen Avram, that is the greatest declaration of Malchus. And once we make the declaration of Magen Avram, we've declared Malchus and there's no need to say any more. Says the Mishnah of Aldovish Ein Gedulim and Aretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground, the bracha shakal niyah b'dvaray. Al chaymetz, on vinegar, v'al noivlus, which we'll discuss in the Gemara, v'al gavoy, grasshoppers, the bracha shakal niyah b'dvaray. Yehuda Omer, kol shumin klola, any food which is a klola, which represents a curse, ein mevarchim alav. So therefore, many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina, say that on grasshoppers are not a klola, and therefore, grasshoppers, you do make a bracha on. Hayol faraminim harbi. You have many foods in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda min yesh b'nei min sheva. If one of the foods in front of you is from the shivas haminim, all of whom mevarech. That's the food you should make the bracha on. V'cham ha'imrim, mevarech l'ezu shmiyitza, whatever you prefer. Tan rabbonim. Al dovish en gedulim en aretz. Something that doesn't grow from the ground. Kigayim basa behemis. Chayis for oifis for dogim. Animals, fish, birds. I'm shakal niyah b'dvaray. Al cholov, milk, val beit some eggs, gvina, cheese, I'm shahakal. Al pas shipsha, bread that became moldy, yayin shahikrim, wine that spoiled, the tafsha shavitz rosoi, cooked food that spoiled, I'm shahakal. Al amelach val azomis, salt and salt water, kameim apitrius, truffles and mushrooms, I'm shahakal. Ask the Gemara, Remember the Kamei and Pitrius, Lav Gdoli Kakinenu? Does that mean that mushrooms don't grow from the ground? But Tanya Hanoidim and Paris Arts, if somebody makes a nether, they won't have eat anything that grows from the ground. Also, Paris Arts, he may not eat Paris Arts, but the Kamei and Pitrius. Vama Kol Gdoli Kakalai, a broader statement, also become Kamei and Pitrius. But we just said that they don't grow from the ground. Answers the Gemara. Amr Abaya, Mirbu Rava Ma'arva, they grow from the ground, but like Yonki Ma'arva, they don't get the nourishment directly from the ground. It goes through the ear to the mushroom. Ask the Gemara, Valdavash Em Gedulim and Arts, and we just said that they do grow from the ground. Answers the Gemara, Tani Aldavash Em Yoinik Ma'arts. Anything that doesn't have direct nourishment from the ground, you don't make that bracha. Valanoivlis, we spoke about the Noivlis. Ask the Gemara, my Noivlis. Rav Zeir, Rabbi Law, Charam Abushli Kamra, dates that are burnt by the sun, the Charam Atam Dezika, dates that were blown off the tree by the wind. Tanat, ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Koshum in Klala, anything that is a Klala, Eimavarchim Lov, we don't make a Brocha. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandam Abushli Kamra, according to Mandam that says that Noivlis are dates that were burnt by the sun, so now we could understand why the Mishnah had a karle min klala, why the Mishnah calls it a min klala. Elaman the Amra. Tami the Zika, that it's blown off the tree, what is the klala? Answer the Gemara Shara. We're not talking about the Noivlis. Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you make a bracha on Noivlis. Ikadamri, a different version. Bishlam Laman the Amra, Bishli Kamra, Hainan the Mavchin Alei Shahakal. I now understand why you make Shahakal, because they're not the quality that they should have. They were burnt. El mando matamri dezika, that they were blown off. Shahakel, why do you make a shakel? Boyer creates me boyer levruchi. All dates are eventually going to fall off the tree. Says the Gemara, but noivlis tamla, kluim amul lepligu. If you have the word noivlis alone, it means bushli kamenenu, dates that were burnt by the sun. Ki plegi, when you have the words noivlis tamarum, because the Tanah, the Mishnah, in Masechta, the Mai teaches us. The Mai means that when they bought produce from an Amoritz, they needed to be concerned that the Amoritzim took off Truma, but did not take off the other Maisris. But there are certain foods that are considered Hakalim. They're not expensive, they're not that significant, and the Amoritzim take off Truma, take off everything from them. What are examples of Kalan Shadamai? Hashitin, Varimin, Vazordim, Benoy Shuach, Ubenoy Shikma, Vagufna, Venitzva, Venoivlis tomorrow. Shitin, and the Gemara explains what everything is. Shitin, Omer Abba, Babachan, Omer Abyochan, Mintain, it's a type of a fig. Rimin are candy, it's also a type of a fruit like a date. Hordin, Tulshin, type of an apple. Benoy Suach, Omer Abba, Babachan, Omer Abyochan, Taina, Chavirta, white figs. Benoy Shikma, Amar Rabba Babachana Amar Biyachanan, Dovli, sycamore figs. Gufin, Shili Gufni, grapes that come late in the season. Nitzba, Pirchas, the caper berry we spoke about earlier in the Masechta. Noivlis Tamara, Rav Ilav Rav Zera, Charama Bishli Kamra, it's the dates that are burnt by the sun. Vachar Amri, Tamid Azika, the dates that blew off by the wind. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Mandam Bushli Kamra, if it's dates that are burnt by the sun, we could understand Hani Diktani Akalan Shiva Demai, Sveikin Hu the Potter. If it's a Suffolk, it's Potter from Demai, because we could assume that Amoritz, like we explained a moment ago, took it off. Havadon, if there's certainly Chayiv, then you have to take off. El Mandam Termin the Zika, Vadin Chayiv, why should there be Chayiv? If they blew off the Hefker. Answers the Gemara Hakam Ma'iskinen Shasugayim. If somebody picks up dates that are hefker and he puts them into a pile, the halacha is you have to take off, even though you don't have to take off ma'isa for something you pick up from hefker. You don't have to take off ma'isa from leket shechel pei, which are hefker. If you have a whole pile of it, you have to take off ma'isa. Dom Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Elazar ben Yaakov haleket shechel pei Shasugayim. You made it into a pile, hook full of ma'isa. Ikur Damri. There's a different version of this Gemara. Bishlam Lamandom Tamri de Zika, according to Mandom that says that Tamarim that were blown off, Hainadach and Karolay Noivlis Tama. That's why in our Mishnah that the definition is burnt, dates, we call it noivlus. For Hossam, we say it's tomorrow because we want to show the difference. Here it's something that was burnt, and there it was something that flew off. Elamand or Bushli Kamra, that both of them refer to burnt dates. So Nisni V'idi noivlus tomorrow. We should use the same language in both Mishnais. Either in both places we should call it noivlus, or in both price Mishnais we should call it noivlus tomorrow, or in both price we should call it noivlus tama. And says the Gemara, indeed, that's a kasha. For that we don't have an answer. But our Gemara said that it's something which is a min klola, we don't make a bracha. So the Rishonim use this, the Achronim, the Mukei Eruv Chaim, uses this to answer a question. The Rishonim asked the question, the Rashba asks the question, why don't we make a bracha when we give tzedakah? So the Rashba says we don't make a bracha when we give tzedakah because it depends on something else, somebody else. And any mitzvah that depends on somebody else, we don't make a bracha. The Mukei Eruv Chaim says, we just learned in our Gemara that anything that's a min klola, we don't make a bracha. Somebody who nebuch has to rely on tzedakah, so that's a situation of klola. If it's a situation of klola, we don't make a bracha. We want that everybody should have enough and not have to take tzedakah. Everybody should just have bracha in their home.